Good morning, good morning. It's Thursday. What a glorious morning it is. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity with Dr. Reggie Johnson and Cynthia Johnson is your host this morning. We are in the process of studying oneness, and we're going to continue our discussion on vibration and your physical well-being during the ascension process. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our opening prayer this morning. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning.
God bless
you. Heavenly Father, we say good morning to you as well, and what a glorious morning it is. We thank you on this very blessed day, the jovial day of Thursday. Thank you for the energy of love and prosperity. This is a day of benevolence, and we thank you for it. On this day, we give you thanks for every good thing, every good thing. We are glad to be alive in this world. We're glad to have breathing and movement and shelter and clothing and food and good friends and having faith that it will continue exponentially according to our faith as we are form, living souls who've taken form, and we are ascending in a beautiful way. We thank you for the wisdom of the Holy Spirit being imparted to us every day. Aren't we blessed? And I thank you for it. You are the energy of blessing. Thank you for letting us grow in wisdom and in truth. And as we transcend into this beautiful energy of ascension, we thank you for knowledge. And all of our getting, we're getting understanding. Thank you, Father, in us. And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Thank you so much. Well, let's see what's cooking this morning. All right, so yesterday we were talking about energy, which equals and means a vibration, and how it impacts our physical body. And that we need to be aware of the vibrations around us. And I asked you guys to go, and I sent out an email that contained the links for discussion two. And the links are to Bruce Lipton's Where Mind and Matter Meet. And I think you pick up with Section 7 or Section 8, and it goes to 17. So you have about 90 minutes of video to watch because they don't exceed 70 minutes. I am going to give you guys time to look at that material today if you didn't do it last night, and we will close out this week with that discussion of that material. So please take time to review that material. If you do not have the link, you can go onto YouTube and do a Google, a search for Bruce Lipton, Where Mind and Matter Meet, and you'll see all 17 of the videos that you need to watch for tomorrow's discussion. Also, I want to announce that Dr. Reggie will be having a special Thursday night meditation tonight in Atlanta, and he's going to have a special prayer that's been given to us by Saint Germain for the elementals that are on planet Earth. So this is a very special meditation. The new moon was yesterday, so he's combining that special prayer with a new moon ritual tonight as well. And of course, you know, we serve light refreshments. If you are interested in attending, please call 800-401-8129 and RSVP. Let us know you're coming so we'll have enough food, and we have limited space, so please give us a call. Thank you so much. Alrighty, so yesterday we were talking about the impact of vibration, the energetic vibration on our physical bodies, and we left off with this. In order to manifest physically at the levels toward which you travel, it is necessary to unburden the physical body of the eons of vibrational residue that you carry inadvertently. So what are they saying? We talked about yesterday how we can carry the energetic memory of previous lifetimes that may not be very happy for us, issues that we have not worked through and resolved karmically in this lifetime. And because of the vibration that's on the planet at this time that is allowing for us to move through the ascension process extremely quickly, clearing up our karmic errors, we can do that very quickly in this lifetime. And it's a burden if we try to carry all of that garbage with us. We can't take it with us. The only thing that we can take with us as we ascend to the higher vibration is love. And please listen to the Bruce Lipton materials, because he talks about the impact of love and fear. That material goes hand in hand with this chapter that we're talking about right now. So please make sure you watch it. It's oneness tells us it is not possible to sustain life at the higher levels if you are grounded by density in your cellular structure. You can't take it with you. It is, and Bruce Lipton tells you that if you are living in fear, if you have any form of fear in your, that your glands are telling your body and your whole body works to protect you and separate you from the environment. And we know in oneness that our whole goal is to become one with the environment, to become one with the universe. We can't have that separation. So, and they're telling you that you're going to a higher level and you can't be, you cannot be separated from the environment with this density. You need to lighten the load and get rid of your garbage. It is necessary to process your energetic makeup in order to isolate the patterns of choice and response. Physically, emotionally, and at the level of the core vibration that some refer to as spirit. Mind, body, and spirit have to be cleansed. Must be cleansed as you go through this ascension process. Because, why? When one is unbalanced in the energy carried at these interdependent levels, it is likely that the experiences one magnetizes may appear inappropriate, and one is left to wonder why a seemingly elevated being, in the spiritual sense, might be manifesting emotional or physical adversity at extreme levels. It may well be that the individual carries residual emotional baggage that's imprinted in the cellular structure that draws to him a pattern of adversity, despite a level of spiritual development. So you say, oh, this person is so, they're so elevated. They are so aware of the principles, the spiritual principles. Why are they experiencing this problem? Why are they having challenges with their health? And clearly what oneness is telling us is that, well, there are three parts of you, mind, body, and spirit, and there may be an imbalance in one of the other places. You may, spiritually, you may be attuned, but there may still be some things going on with you emotionally, you know, and other patterns that you have not worked out. And not only that, to make it even more difficult, it could come from other lifetimes. So it is best to suspend judgment about the levels of progress made by others whose drama. There are those amongst you who are walking contradictions, working through issues at the highest levels, and manifesting extreme scenarios that might be misinterpreted. So reserve your judgment for your own process. Don't judge what other people are going through. What is it that Jesus says, why are you worrying about the speck in your brother's eye when you have a huge log sitting in yours? It's enough for you to deal with you. And we also know that that judgment creates what? An energy around us, right? And that judgment is like, it's a negative energy. You don't want that in your field. Judgment is probably our biggest issue in this physical lifetime right now. If you turn on the news, you hear judgment. You pick up the pay, you go to the grocery store and you're looking at all the crap from those trashy magazines, the gossip magazines, and there's judgment. But you have to separate yourself from it and turn yourself off from it. You need to tune inward for clues to the patterns that keep you in a spiral of experiential repetition that may have been transcended on other levels. So you've cleaned house maybe in your thoughts, but you haven't cleaned house in your spirit. So you're still having that same repeat of the drama. You know, we talk about the different dramas that we attract to ourselves, and it's coming back and you're saying, oh, I thought I dealt with that. But there's so, look how many levels you have to go through to clean it completely up. You've got to clean it up in your thoughts, in your emotions, and in your spirit. Okay. It is rare to encounter a being in this stage of your transformational journey who is balanced in his spiritual, his physical, and emotional bodies. And in most cases, the life issues that have surfaced as experience would have manifested as the result of energy imbalance carried at the cellular level of one aspect that is not matched vibrationally at another. It is rare for an individual to harmonize the vibrational acceleration of all bodies at this stage of transformation, for a highly complex combination of factors combine to establish the levels at which the energies stabilize in each of these areas. So once the purification process is initiated and conscious awareness of it has made purification a priority, you can expect to experience rapid acceleration in the areas where you have focused your attention. It is to be expected that there is a sense of alternately progressing and then backsliding, progressing and then backsliding. Because as a key life issue, as your key life issues are brought to the surface and dealt with, that's what you're going to go through. I make two steps forward and I take one step back. I make two steps forward and I take one step back. It's like peeling back layers. You know how you peel back the layers of an onion? Because the levels of accumulated toxins tied into your key life themes are addressed and released. Addressed and released. As you become aware of the patterns of the experience that have invited repeat performances throughout your lifetime. By allowing yourself to experience the depth of your feelings on particular life themes, you are able to release sequentially a measure of the energy charge that's carried and diminish the likelihood that extreme variations are given themes on given themes will manifest as life experiences. So here's the clue on how to fix it. You remember I was sharing with you the story of my friend who said she was listening to this tape that said, you know, if you're feeling sadness or in depression, to take a rock, to take a feather and hold it in your hand and just acknowledge what you're feeling, how you're feeling, and transfer that energy of that feeling into what you're holding in your hand. And then discard it. But go through the whole experience of it. You know, our wonderful caller, Nania, is out marching with the voters march, doing a historical replay of the march in Alabama. So she's not on the call, but she does the radical forgiveness. And that's what radical forgiveness really promotes. For the healing, and it's an energetic healing of going through that whole process and feeling all of it and then being able to release it. Because once you face what you fear, you dissolve it with love, that's the healing process. Love is how you reconnect to your environment. It's how you clean up your energy cords. You know, Dr. Reggie does the energy cord releasing of energy cords. And the thing that is so powerful about where we are this time, and I tell you this over and over, don't pay attention to the physical world. What we're dealing with now is the unseen. Energy is not seen, but it is so powerful. And that's where your focus has to be. And that's where the healing begins. That is where the healing begins. Okay, so ultimately, when one has probed the depths of certain categories of experience and has taken the time to address fully the toxic manifestations of the physical form, levels may be reached whereby balance is achieved. One then finds oneself at the leading edge of an energy wave as humanity surges forth in its ascent. So when you're doing this work, you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for all of mankind because we're all ascending together. You have a responsibility to clean up your act, to honor this beautiful house that you have been given to travel through this process at this particular time. I hope you guys are breathing on this and absorbing what this really means. Your body is your vehicle for the ascension. Are you taking care of it? Are you honoring it? Are you loving it? As you go through this process of cleaning up your house, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, the way you look at things will change. And I mean, it may appear to be very, very subtle at first, but the way you begin to look at things will change. And you will become so aware of having a presence that's within you. You will become aware of your oneness, of your divinity. So it may be difficult for you to conceive of such a state of being from where you stand right at this very moment. Yet, it is likely that you will experience inklings of that stage of ascension as your process begins to intensify. And many are already having such experiences. And that state of beingness will be just awesome. At some point, it will become the norm. The reality you once considered to be a newfound perception is going to be what's normal. And it would have become obvious to all who remain in physical form that the solid foundations of your reality and physical evidences of matter are truly energetic. Just thought forms, energetic thought forms. And they can be altered at will. And at that point, life begins to take on a very, very different perspective. You know, I love the information that is being communicated to us because we started out Circles of Prosperity looking for how we're going to manifest money. And through the journey of all the books that we've studied, here we are now talking about instant manifestation and really understanding the power of our thoughts. We are moving into where we can understand that this energy is just floating all around us. This substance, this God substance is floating all around us. It's a part of us. It's the core of who we are. And that we are the masters of it. That we are making choices moment by moment by moment. That it's sending out energy waves to come back to us as circumstances, experiences. Oh my goodness. And yet some of us want to wallow in depression when at any moment we can change our life. Any moment. Some of us want to wallow in what they, I don't know who they are doing to us. When at any moment we can be the victor and not the victim. Any moment. And it can happen instantaneously. One discovers the abilities to create at will what one wishes to have manifest and experiences the result as physical reality. That's all you need to repeat to yourself today. What I think about, I talk about, and what I talk about, I bring about. That's all you have to say this morning. That's all you have to say throughout the rest of the day. Just be aware of it. So now, the challenge becomes that of conscious awareness of the underlying impetus for certain actions. Purity of intent becomes the key factor in how successfully you are able to sustain your level and achieve what you wish to experience. Do not misuse your power. Do not misuse your power. During these times of transition, you can expect to have glimpses into the world where these kind of abilities are the norm. And you may note with fascination that there are certain days where everything is just going all your way. And you can just feel it and that, you know, these certain little moments that you're just in the flow. With all that surrounds you And quite literally, in these moments, you are. So when your energies are in harmony with the energies of your environment at large, you are, in fact, what? Manifesting your intent and willing it into form. You are, in those moments, bridging the gap between the worlds and experiencing the higher levels as here and now. For here is not a static place, and now is not a static time. The reality you experience is a force field that is constantly in motion, ever shifting, in response to the infinite combination of subtleties that surround you. You may perceive your world to be one that is fine-tuning itself in barely perceptible ways, and then moments later discover that things are radically different than you thought you remembered them to be. But as you allow yourself to become immersed more deeply in this process, you will realize that there is but one factor that remains constant in what you perceive to be your reality: your awareness. The sense of beingness that is not separate from all that surrounds you, but recognizes itself as the consummate integration of all that is perceived and all that is perceiving it. That is the experience of oneness toward which you journey. That is the experience that will be your reality sooner than you can imagine. I don't know about you, but I'm floating now. This is just too powerful. I am going to open up the lines for questions and comments this morning. I also have a couple of people that are in the chat room. Please let me know your thoughts. If you have a question or comment and you've called in, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Also, I want to let you know that our call-in number is 914-338-0590 if you have questions or comments this morning. 0411, you're on the air. 0411, you're on the air.
Greetings. Greetings, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Fine. How you all doing today?
Pretty good.
Great, great. The intentions of the heart. How many times have the universe, through God, has been sharing that with me? That's very powerful. When I recall the word intentions, that is a very forceful word because it's a word that's an action word. And when you're intending something, you're actually giving force behind it. And some forces are stronger, some are weaker, but it's still a force. So the intentions basically takes place in the will. So when you intend upon a thing and it's in the core of the will, just a little bit can push the will to make it take place and lead toward that end. The stronger the push, the quicker the manifestation. That is very powerful. And I want to say this for listeners. Folks, if we stand by and wait for the next door neighbor or our next friend or whatever to be caught up in this ascension and say, well, I'll wait to see what happened to them before I make my move, it might be too late. Not late where you will miss out, but you perhaps won't take the first trip. You got to make it for yourself, and that depends on what you see from others on the external. Because I believe that Yah has always allowed some of us to be around just so others can catch it before we ascend it. If you remember the story about Elijah, he hung around long enough until there was one who realized what he had, and he stayed with him until he ascended and was translated. So don't let that happen to you when you just wait and say, oh, I'm going to go when someone else goes. No, you do it for yourself. And that's all I want to say, because that's what I got out of this lesson. There's probably much more, but I'll leave that for someone else to share. And thank you so much for allowing me to share that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony. If you have a question or comment, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. Dr. Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling this morning?
I feel wonderful. Thank you.
Wow.
And this lesson reminds me of something very powerful, because in my mind, I was saying, you know, I bless all the people. Anthony is a wonderful spirit. And intention is very powerful. It's a very powerful energy. It is an action verb, because it's something that you have to do. Even in consciousness, it is action, even in projected thought. And I ask that all of the karma that we have that's not good for us be erased through the lords of karma, the energy lords and the Elohim that erase karma for us. We're going through this period right now to embrace who we are fully on all three levels of mind, body, and spirit, and I am thankful for that. This is a powerful lesson.
I totally agree. It's a powerful, powerful lesson. Anyone else on the call this morning? Jean, how are you this morning? Jean?
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Outstanding. This is a beautiful lesson. Just keeps me aware of my thoughts and the words that I speak. What a great day to be in ascension and be a part of Circles of Prosperity. To just being mindful of our responsibility during this time, and on the being that light for others around us.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Alrighty, guys, we're going to go ahead and end our show a little early today. I'm going to pick up tomorrow with Bruce Lipton's work. If you do not have those links, like I sent to you before, please go to YouTube and Google Bruce Lipton, Where Mind and Matter Meet. And we're looking at videos 8 through 17, so it's about 90 minutes worth of videos. And you're going to be so surprised to see how that information relates to today. So I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you again so much for this beautiful, dynamic, thermodynamic lesson that we're learning, who we really are in identification and in purpose. We thank you that we live on purpose, that we live in the light of eternity, that we cause and uncause what we want to occur in our lives. We thank you for the energies that are invisible, the elementals, the Elohim, and the lords of karma, who protect us and help us to grow in our understanding karmically in the ascension process. Thank you that we're being elevated right here, right now, in this wonderful year of 2012, the elements of all five coming into force through us, and we are responsible for the upliftment and the mobility of ascension in ourselves and others to help them to see the light. Thank you for Anthony giving us the reminder of intention. Intention is a very powerful force. Let us be loving in all of our intentions so that it stays in our cellular memories of love, the one key aspect that rules the universe. Thank you, God, for reminding us, and energies here who remind us that we are love. We are embodiments of love, pure love. No labels, no judgments, just simply being love. Thank you for that beautiful energy. We love ourselves and our neighbors as ourselves. We release the energy of the commandment in ourselves to love others and be love in light. Let us be a living, walking, rainbow-colored energy field of consciousness that is pure, vibratory love as we vibrate into the next realm of ascension. Thank you, God. We believe this is so. and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you for joining us this morning for our morning devotion. And we'll be here tomorrow morning at 7. We're ending our show a little early today, but we'll be here tomorrow at 7. God bless you. And I love you as God loves you.